Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, June 7th. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Another forecast morning here in LA.
I know. What is going on?
I don't know. Did I say forecast? Overcast.
Yeah, you did say forecast. Yeah. I was going to let it go.
I got to tell you, I'm fucking tired, and I slept 8 hours. So you can't say I didn't sleep enough.
That's probably why.
But my brain's not working, man. I mean, I went through a million stories here in the news, and I couldn't find even one that I want to talk about.
Yeah, because there's nothing really important going on, and it's not going to be sunny till about 2 p.m. I just looked.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. That's how it's been every day
right.
since who remembers when. Yeah. So we don't have a guest today, so we're just going to shoot the breeze.
Mm-hmm. Per usual.
Yeah. And then we've got some guests coming up in the next few days, so that'll be cool.
Well, the week's almost over.
Well, I meant Monday, Tuesday
okay. Gotcha.
Also. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I try to watch some shows, but I can't invest myself in shows, you know?
Why?
And I don't know.
It's because you don't have the ability to binge watch?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think so. Well, like I said, I can't sit through a whole show, you know?
But you've never, watched a show where you were like, I cannot wait.
Yeah,
to see the next episode.
I did, Lost was like that, but
That was years ago.
I know. I haven't watched anything since. The Sopranos, too. Which
that was years ago.
I know.
I don't even think the main actor passed away, didn't he, from a heart attack?
Yeah.
Wow, that was crazy. When me, my brother, and my sister were younger, when we were kids, in high school, we used to tell people we were half Italian instead of Irish because we watched The Sopranos and we thought it was cooler. And then finally people were like, you're not Italian.
It was a great show, though, I'm telling you. And I didn't start watching it from the beginning. I mean, when it was live.
Right.
I watched it later, you know.
No, on demand and caught up.
Yeah, yeah, getting caught up.
Right.
And the same with Lost as well. Because I couldn't get into them and then wait another week for the next show.
Yeah, no way.
My cough is getting fucking worse. At any rate,
not really. You've only been coughing once a show. That's not that bad.
Yeah. I guess you're counting, huh? What the fuck?
No, I'm not counting. But sometimes you have a couple.
A couple, yeah.
Yesterday, I don't even think you coughed at all.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't keep up with it.
I don't remember either, to be honest. Well, we had a guest, too, so I was just looking at her eyes because she had really pretty eyes.
Yeah, she was beautiful,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
We had Cameron Kelly on here yesterday. She's an actress, comedian. She's been on the show before. And yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous,
mm-hmm,
you know?
I've definitely seen her. I don't know if it's in a Sprint commercial or what, but as soon as she walked in, I was like, I know you.
Yeah.
Not really, but I've seen you.
Yeah. I don't think you have, you know. Just maybe she looks like somebody that you've seen or known, you know. I mean,
maybe.
She's got this glamorous look to
her.
You
know? Yeah. I was like, wow, you getting dressed up this morning? Didn't get the memo.
Can you imagine being born with those jeans?
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Yeah. But,
In a nutshell, is that what you're trying to say?
No, what I'm saying is in another life, I may have been married to someone like that. I don't know, but not in this life.
Well, you can still get remarried.
No, I'm totally not sorry about whom I'm married and everything. But, beauty like this, you don't go near every day.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true.
I mean, it's just some people are like, you'll say they're beautiful. And it's based on opinion. Some people may not think that.
Right, yeah.
But some people, everybody can agree they are beautiful.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, I agree with that because I'm not, I feel like I'm pretty decent looking, but I'm not everybody's cup of tea. There's definitely some guys that think I'm ugly.
Mm.
But
well,
there's some people like Angelina Jolie. I don't think anyone on planet Earth looks at her and says,
she's not that pretty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's people, there's women like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
And there's women like me.
Well, you know, like I told my son, he went to see Maroon 5 two nights ago.
Oh, he's just living his best life, isn't he?
Well, his mom surprised him with tickets, so he was, yeah. But I haven't seen much of him the past couple of days. I think he's down
again. It's just you and the cat.
Yeah, well, he's in the house, but I don't see him.
Oh, really? He just stays in his room?
Yeah.
Is he like quiet like a mouse in there? Does he play music? Like, can you hear him breathing?
No, I know when he's depressed, and he's depressed.
Oh, really?
That's why I didn't bring him to the show today. I didn't want to even ask.
Oh, shit.
You know, but yeah. But I got to go in there and get him the fuck out of there and so take his medication so he'll not be like this. I mean, with him,
is
it's
he
like,
not
you know,
taking
right
it
away.
Right now?
Yeah, every time he doesn't take it, you can tell.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I decided I'm going to get like, I'm going to dispense the pills to him every day.
Right.
I'm going to have like those that say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, the little pill compartment, whatever it's called. My mom has that for like, she literally every day is filled with like 20 pills. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And she just swallows them all at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a bad gag reflex. I can barely swallow a Sudafed without being like...
I know, I'm like that too. And I have to take pills every day. But you get used to it, I guess.
No, never. Never.
Yeah, sometimes it works.
Poor guy. I was wondering, because you didn't mention that he was coming in. So I was like, I wonder what happened.
I know. Well, we'll bring him when he's up and feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
But I...
Is he looking for a job?
I think so. I don't know what he's looking for because I haven't talked to him in 2 days. You know, one either he's very busy and not at home or, you know. But he did bring a girl home the other night. And
from Tinder, yeah. No, that was at his mom's crib, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where this one was from. It seems like they'd known each other already, but maybe not. I don't know. So we just talked. She thought I was really cool.
Yeah.
He's like, I told you my dad is dope, you know? So, like, what the fuck?
It's always a parent's goal to be called dope by their kid.
Yeah,
right? my mom and dad are cool. I think my mom's like more of like the prison warden, and my dad is like the one that'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
You're off the hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my dad wants to be liked so much that he just says yes to a lot.
That's terrible.
And
yeah.
When he says no, but it's a shocker.
A lot of parents... parent by guilt, you know. I mean, I know I've done that for a long time,
mm-hmm.
And then we make them all spoiled like they are,
right?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I think I'm semi spoiled, not really that much anymore, but like back in the day, for sure.
Yeah. This chick, I don't even know if she was what ethnicity she was, but she told him I don't date white guys with white privilege or something, who have lived like a...
Was she Spanish?
I don't know. I have to ask him because I didn't ask him.
Well, what does she
that.
Look like?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. He just told me that she told him that.
Maybe she's white.
Yeah, maybe she's
white. She sounds like a white person saying she doesn't date white men who
right,
are
right, because of white privilege.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Which means
right?
that she doesn't come from money.
No, maybe she doesn't like people that come from money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But usually people that don't like people with money are people that don't have money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are just miserable and envious. That's what it is. You know, I mean, to write off a whole fucking race of guys. What the fuck is that?
There's a meme on Instagram that says, I'd rather be crying in my Ferrari than crying on like the street. And it's true. Like I know money doesn't bring happiness, but come on, people. Like, just to say like I'd rather be poor, that you're lying.
That's bullshit.
Everybody is lying when they say that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, money gets you things and everybody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. So yeah, so that's what's going on. A lot of the news, but nothing really that grabbed me. So we're just going to like, there was a couple things. I'll come to them later. But it's just everything's so full of politics, man. I just can't take it anymore. Everybody's investigating everybody else and everybody's trying to bring everybody down.
Yep.
You know, and it's just one big fucking mess. You don't know who to believe, what to believe anymore.
That sounds like regular life, though.
Yeah.
Take the politics out of that. That sounds like an everyday like life cycle.
Well,
even in an office, like a corporate office is kind of like politics, too. If you think about it, every job has quote unquote politics.
Right. The big ones.
Yeah. Like if you have a good position in the job, it's because you work the politics and you had like a nice little shortcut because you knew how to work it.
Hopefully not through going through the bedroom of one of the executives there. You know?
I know. Did you see Clinton's interview?
No, but I saw excerpts of it.
Yeah.
I guess they still asked him about Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. Because of the whole Me Too movement. They have to ask that.
Yeah. But apparently he still sees himself as the victim.
Okay, you know? But I
hasn't apologized to her.
Why should he?
He brought her into this mess, no?
She brought herself into this goddamn mess.
Well, yeah.
Think about it. She was.
But
she
don't
made
you think that's like sexual abuse because of their positions? He was in a powerful position.
No, she did it because she wanted to.
How do you know?
Think about it. If she didn't hook up with him and she didn't save the dress, whatever that quote, that saying is,
right,
and then basically put him out there and say, hey, like, I hooked up with him, this is what happened, no one would even know her name. For the rest of history, every single person's going to know her name. She was a woman with a plan. I don't feel bad for her.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I really don't.
He didn't rape her.
No, he didn't rape her, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. With a lot of women, it's not rape, but they're afraid maybe for their job, they're afraid for their position, and so it's like, that's why
that's
they
rape,
say,
though. Like, no, if you're doing it because you feel, like, if he's like, oh, like, if you don't do this, you're gonna be working in the mailroom next week.
No, maybe he won't even say that, but they feel like they might lose
their
job.
Okay, but you can feel any way you want to. Right. That's on you. That's how you feel. It doesn't mean that, that's something that you come up in your mind, psychological, and I'm a woman.
Right. But what if you're, like, afraid for your job, you really want to support your family, you're afraid of getting fired.
Then you work hard.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
And don't put penises like in your mouth and save the dress.
Right. But she didn't commit a crime. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she didn't commit a crime, but neither did he.
He did.
Well, he cheated on his wife.
And he lied.
They all do.
Well, that was his crime, is he lied about it.
Right. They're still together, though, right?
Yeah, they're together.
I wonder if they hate each
together
other.
Forever. They have, like, they've written books on the fact that they have, like, a partnership.
It's like more like business now. Yeah. I wonder if they both can have, like, open relationships on the side, but neither one of them can be caught because people will be like, yo, I was at a Roma cafe last night and Bill Clinton was there with his side piece. What a long life to live.
Yeah.
It's depressing, kind of.
It's funny. At the time, I liked him, you know?
I like him still.
I voted for him twice. Yeah, he's still cool, you know, but...
He, like, smokes weed with, like, Snoop Dogg now.
Really?
Yeah, he's, like, a cool-ass dude. Yeah. People stress him on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's, like, the coolest guy. The coolest president ever to ever be.
Because he stuck his dick in it.
Yeah, literally. That's... Like, that's like his legacy.
Yeah.
It's literally his legacy. Oh, yeah. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah. And they still talk about it. They brought up some of the women he's had sex with in the past on Fox News, like Jennifer Flowers and stuff, who says now that apparently they had consensual sex, but she claims that before that he arrested her sexually. But who knows? I mean, people say all kinds of fucking things.
The only thing is, it's like, with this whole Me Too movement, it's good that it's happening because pieces of shit like Harvey Weinstein are, like, getting caught and going to jail. Like, he just got convicted. Congratulations to everyone that got harassed by him.
He got convicted? Are you sure?
Yes.
When?
Oh, my God, Sam, where have you been? Yes.
I'm looking at news here on both fucking...
No, this was like 2 weeks ago.
No, he was charged, not...
No, I'm pretty sure.
There was no trial yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah. How was he convicted?
Hold on. How do you spell convicted? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, guys. I had a minor brain fart.
Yeah. No, he was charged yesterday.
Oh, yeah. No, he was charged. Sorry, my bad. Charged. Okay. Convicted is after they go to trial
and
they find
guilty.
Him guilty. So he was only charged.
Right.
He's going to end up, I hate to say this, but he seems like he's going to be the type of dude that's going to end up hanging himself in jail.
You think so?
Yeah, he's not going to be able to hack it.
I don't think so.
Unless
think
they give him
proud.
Like special privileges and they put him in like a farm like Martha Stewart, where she was like baking and cooking while she was in jail.
Well, no, that's not the kind of jail he's going to be in. This is a fucking crime, man. What she did was like a business...
What is it called? Espionage or some shit?
Whatever the fuck they did. I don't even remember. But I do remember it was about
And she's still
business.
Rich as hell.
Yeah.
Still making
so
pots and pans.
White collar crime. They don't put him in high security.
Yeah.
But
she's actually pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems like she's like got that I don't give up attitude.
Yeah, yeah. She flows with it. You know, she's pretty cool.
Yeah. For convicted felon.
She was so popular at one time.
She's still popular. I mean, her stuff is still in every store.
Right. But she was on TV all the time.
Yeah, I don't see that. Well, she has a new show with Snoop Dogg. Martha and Snoop. Really? And they smoke weed and they cook.
Wow, what a combination. But there's no way Bill Clinton is smoking weed with Snoop Dogg now.
Okay, let me just make sure that wasn't another lie I made up on air.
There's no way. You see, all this shit would be in the news, in the main news.
I think there's a video.
This shit is big.
Bill Clinton and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, wow. This weed revolution is making everybody...
Oh, no.
Yeah, of course.
Snoop Dogg asked Bill Clinton if he would smoke marijuana with him.
You see, you're spreading false fucking fake news.
And this is how it starts. It's like the game of telephone. I say it one way. Somebody else hears it, says it another way.
Don't take your news from there.
Yeah. Hashtag fake news. That's two false stories in one morning.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I go on Instagram and sometimes, and then, you know, I don't have a lot of people I follow, so I keep seeing the same people.
Right.
So both you and Gabby come up, and it's like you're sometimes so indistinguishable from each other.
Oh, like we look exactly alike, right?
Exactly
the
same.
There's sometimes I take a picture.
In some angles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's sometimes she'll be uploading like the IG story, you know, the story or whatever.
Right.
That, she'll post something and I'm like, whoa, she looks just like me. Or she'll like upload a snap or something and she sounds just like me. And I'm like, it's so weird to have like another
you. It is, right?
Yeah. We FaceTimed each other already 15 times this morning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds familiar. I mean, you know, I know the twins I know, I'm trying to think if all of them, but most of them that I can think of are very close to each other.
Yeah.
They talk
really,
all the time. You
yeah,
know?
It's really weird for me to meet twins that are like, yeah, we barely talk. I'm like, something really messed up must happen between you because it's like a bond like you can't even really explain to someone who's not a twin.
That's true.
Like I could tell you about it, but you really wouldn't even understand it because you're not a twin.
Right, right. Someone just like you, but... personality totally different.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Night and day.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we're similar. Like,
really?
We can both go off the handle pretty quickly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but she bottles hers up a little bit more, but when she explodes, it's, like, explosive.
Yeah.
Mine is just, like, it's kind of like a firecracker pop because I just do it right away.
Yeah.
Mine aren't as explosive as Gabby. Gabby's, like, literally a nuclear bomb going off.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
She's beat me up a couple times.
Well, that happens.
Christmas Eve, she punched me in the face one time.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I wish I had fights with my brothers.
Well, he's here soon, right?
Because I barely talk to them. What?
Isn't he coming here soon?
One brother, but the other one lives here. And we were a lot closer.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Where does he live?
Here in the valley.
And you know, you guys don't like hang out on a regular basis?
Do you believe that?
That's weird.
Ever since he fucking met his wife. So you're talking 25 years.
So how often do you see and talk to him?
Only when we are at my mom's now. And
so how often is that?
I don't know. Sometimes it can be maybe 2 days in a row, but this time I haven't seen him in maybe 2 weeks. And talked. I called him once and he was quick on the phone to get off. Also, he... Well, I don't want to air out or dirty laundry.
Right. But
families.
That's crazy.
But what I can say is, all I can say is this. You can know somebody very well, okay?
Right.
My brother and I were as close as twins.
Right.
And one day you meet a woman or in your case a guy and you lose them. You lose them.
Yeah, see, me, you know, that
because,
never happened with me and Gabby.
Yeah, because if you're a decent human being, you're not going to forget where the fuck you came from.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But that seems to be the case here.
Have you ever had, like, a conversation with him? Like, hey, we need to hang out more. Life, like, we're
no,
getting older.
Never.
Well, why not?
Because I feel he doesn't want to be around me.
But you don't know that. Maybe
I do. By his actions, I can't tell.
But what if he feels like you don't want to be around him and it's like this unspoken, like, confusion?
Why would
like,
he feel that? But I don't give him that feeling at all. Yeah.
But you never know unless you talk about it.
No, I know. We need to talk about
it. Yeah, you should just be like, hey, we're getting older.
No, and it's
I don't want to have any regrets.
Because you know what's funny is that we're trying to finish up some business back in Israel because my mom's here now. You know, there's nothing for us there anymore. So So I called my aunt who's handling some of our business there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking her about this, about that. She's already told both your brothers this separately. What is it? You guys don't talk amongst yourself? I said, no. She says, why? I said, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way they've become.
I mean, I don't talk to my brother all the time, but my brother, we weren't ever really super close. Like, it kind of got me upset in high school when I saw, like, because I had, my brother is 2 years older than me. So when I was a sophomore, he was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I had friends that were sophomores who also had brothers who were seniors, and they were all super close. Like, they'd party right. with their brother, chill with their brother. My brother was never like that.
Right.
So, I mean, I love him to death. He's like one of the best men on the face of the planet. He treats his wife like gold. He's a great father. He's very goal oriented, but we don't talk often. But we right. never had that relationship where it was like you and your brother, where right. you are super, super close.
Right.
Now, if me and I woke up and me and Gabby were like that one day, uh-huh. I'd be devastated. But me and Gabby will get into like some nasty arguments, like say like some cutthroat, like
right.
nasty things to each other, and like an hour later be like, do you want to grab something to eat?
Right. Yeah. And you're probably never going to lose each other for a man or something.
No.
Or because of a man.
I mean, we might argue about it. Like, when I used to date this guy Max, I was with him like every day, and I could tell that Gabby was like upset about it, because
right.
I don't know if it was upset because she was jealous because she didn't have that, or because I was like gone every single night.
Right. She sees you less.
Yeah.
Yeah. She feels you've been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like, you know, when ever since he got married.
Well, then you need to say that.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm never going to say that.
Why not?
Because
you have too much pride.
It's not about pride. It's about the fact that, I think already he thinks low of me, so I think it all comes from no respect. And I want to tell you, I'm the oldest too,
right.
you know. And he always, when we were kids, he always looked up to me. But that's the thing. Look, sometimes people get married, they forget where they came from, and he sort of like adopted his wife's family, and. Now, you know, I told my mom, I said, look, I said, you've been here 3 years since we brought you back
right.
from Israel, right?
Right.
With my dad. I said, did he ever once come here alone and just sat with you and talked like I do with you every day? He only comes with his wife or one of his kids. And it's always about, like, why did you do this? What do we need to do here? Because, you know, I mean, he took on himself the responsibility of some things.
Right.
But he doesn't have this thing where he does things alone.
That's weird.
So that's why I never asked him to go.
So are his kids stepkids or his kids?
No, they're his kids.
Okay.
Yeah. And they take trips. He never invited me once on anything. On anything.
And what about
he doesn't invite me to his fucking house anymore. And you know what? It's so my mom says, well, you should go anyway. It's your brother. I said, no, but I feel unwanted there.
Oh, see, that's the difference between you and I. I'd knock right on the door, be like, what's up, pizza night?
No.
Insert myself right
because
in there.
Because I felt, but you I feel like they, he
what about his kids? They don't want to see you? Like, they don't want to see their uncle?
They don't really care. They're teenagers now, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But even when I was a teenager, I'd still look forward to seeing my uncles.
Maybe they look forward to it, but I don't think they ask for it.
Yeah, I guess, that makes sense. Because I wasn't like, yo, I want to hang out with my uncle today.
No,
I would just hang out
uncles.
With them if he came around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got uncles on their mom's side. They get their fill and they don't need anything else.
Right.
You know, and that's the way he created this. Listen, on holidays, he'll go with his wife's family rather than with us. So the question is, who's your fucking family? You forgot where you came from.
And it's weird because some families do like join.
Right, but not this one.
Yeah, because sometimes it'll be like his family and her family, and it'll be like just one like giant party.
Well, sometimes maybe.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, when my dad died, they came over, all her family and stuff. But that's beside the point, you know?
Right.
So.
And then what about you and the brother in China?
But the problem is right now is that we're trying to get some business done there, and he doesn't communicate to me, and my other brother doesn't communicate to me.
Mm-mm.
And I'm going to my mom. I said, you see, everything I told you is correct.
Right.
Some, you know, I think he must feel like he's some fucking Tony Soprano or something, and everybody just needs to bow to him. But that
right.
doesn't work that way. Just because he's got a more stable home, let's say, because, you know, I've been divorced, I don't have my kids with me, he's more stable and stuff. So so my mom chose to give him the responsibility of finding a house for them and taking care of their shopping and things like that. So they took it upon themselves. But that doesn't mean that you should forget where the fuck you came from.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys should definitely have a conversation. Yeah. But I know you're never going to.
Well, you know, I mean, now it looks like, it doesn't look like it comes from the heart. He only does what he has to do.
Well, then you need to say that.
No, I don't need to say
that. Why don't you just write him a letter and mail it to him?
No,
so you
don't
have
know.
To say it to his face, but then
I guess it can help, right? Because when there's an explosion, usually after that it's calm and you get closer.
Yeah.
Because when my dad passed a few months ago and my brother from China came, both my brothers had it out with each other. And man, there was like shit said there. But now they're fine after that.
But are they really fine?
Yeah, I think they're better. They're better than they were before.
Right.
You know.
See, I don't think you need to say anything mean. I think you should just maybe write a letter.
Yeah.
Mail it to him, and then he can respond. And if he doesn't, then he really just doesn't care.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna write to both of them at the same time and not get too mushy about it.
Right. Just say how you feel.
Talk more about what we're trying to do now.
I feel like nobody writes handwritten letters anymore. The last guy that broke up with me, I like was devastated. So instead of like saying it, because sometimes I'm really bad with words, and then I like regret because I didn't say everything I wanted to say. So I wrote him like a 4-page handwritten note, and it was just like kind of like a goodbye letter. And he said when he got it, he actually cried.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, well.
Yeah. And then we stopped talking for years, and now we're cool.
Yeah.
Like we talk on the phone from time to time, have zero feelings for him whatsoever. But
yeah,
at the time I just needed to get that off my chest, everything that I wanted to say. So maybe that'll help you.
Right.
Especially since that's family, which is way more important than some dude I wasted 9 months on.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But all I can say is that it's funny because we always claim to be a close family, but I don't think we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're close to my parents, but amongst ourselves, we're not close at all. No, there's no phone calls, ever. You know?
That's so crazy, because I literally call my sister. Like, minimum, we talk. We'll call each other probably around 45, 50, and we'll talk probably 30. Even if it's, like, two-minute phone calls. Like, what's up? What are you doing? Just checking in. Like, updates. That's why I know if anything were to happen to me, she would know within, like, 5 hours something's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, Danny got kidnapped. Somebody took her.
I know. I thought I gotta go inside my son's room, make sure he's sleeping. I don't know what he could have done.
Yeah, definitely check on him.
Didn't come out of his fucking room all day yesterday, man.
That's crazy.
I know.
Like, not even to eat?
Maybe he ate. I don't know what the fuck. I didn't see him eat. That he left anything, but I don't know. It's fucked up. But what I wanted to say is, okay, so let me give you an example. You tell me if I'm wrong or not, okay? All right. So last weekend, his wife actually had to go out of town. So, you know, he's alone and he's got the youngest kid probably. So I called him on my way to my mom's. I said, I'm going to be there. Why don't you come over and, you know, while I'm there? He says, yeah, okay, you know. And then by the end of the conversation, 2 minutes later, he's like, okay, so we'll see. I'll let you know. If I come there. I said, okay, I'll be there between 6 and 7. If you want to come, come.
Right.
So then he texts me after I got to my mom saying, I'm just not going to come over today. I'll come and take her to breakfast tomorrow. Now, my question is this. Why is he taking only her to breakfast? Why is he not saying, let's take her to breakfast in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything. I told my mom. I said... There you go, right? The next day, she calls me. She says, Shai is taking me to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, cool. And I guess he was in the background. So he's like, let me talk to him. He talks to me. He says, we're going to this cafe. Why don't you join us? I said, I'm not never going to make it. In other words, he invites me when they're leaving the house to go to the restaurant.
Right.
That's when he invites me.
And he invited you because your mom probably said something.
Or he heard her talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying that they're going out.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So that's what the fuck I'm saying.
That's a pity invite.
There's no desire to see me. And then the following week, he did the same thing. You know, so fuck it, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, just to let you know that families, they don't have to fight in order to not have closeness.
Yeah, I know. You know. Yeah. And I feel like every family, no matter who they are, even if they look like the perfect family from the outside, there's some issues going on in there.
Yeah.
I think every family has issues. They might not be as dire. They might be easier to get over. But every family definitely goes through rough patches for sure.
Yeah, because you're with people you can't choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like friends. You get to choose who you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Family you're stuck with. So you have to learn how to get along with them, you know. But
yeah. But
sometimes you don't think it's weird until somebody tells you. And when my aunt says, so you guys don't talk among each other? There's no communication?
Right.
And I thought, no, there isn't, obviously.
My neck is killing me.
From what?
I have no idea.
Really? Like painful?
Yeah.
The muscles?
I don't know. It's not like I worked out like intensely. I did a couple arm things at the gym yesterday.
Oh, maybe that's
and it. And my throat is a little sore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to end there early?
No. No, I can still talk like a mother, but I'm just saying my neck hurts. That's why I'm putting the water bottle there, because it feels good.
Yeah, it looks like she's talking on the phone, holding the bottle.
I just wanted to tell you that so you weren't like, what the hell is she doing?
What is she doing? So you've got the sister, your twin, and your brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are three.
Me and my mom fight really badly. Like, and when we fight, it's like detrimental. And then me and my dad, we barely fight, and it'll be over something really stupid. And it usually has to do with my mom. Mm-hmm. And then I have an uncle that's kind of like batshit. Like, he's had a tough life. Like, a lot of things have happened to him.
Right.
But his personality is very difficult, like, to deal with.
Yeah.
So it's not like I argue with him, but I just know that it's not worth it. Like, when I know he's like on the path of just want, because he's the type of person that likes to start an argument.
Yeah.
Like, he knows what ticks everybody. Really? And he'll be the first person to like,
wow.
So I just know like when to avoid that.
Yeah.
And then all my family that's in California, I'm not close to at all, especially after my grandmother passed away.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother had, she wasn't rich. She had nothing. She didn't like leave anything to anyone, but she had like blankets and like her old sweaters and like her jewelry. And we all planned on going to her apartment at the same time, but they ended up going early.
Yeah.
And there was just, I didn't really want anything of hers, but she had this sweater. It's actually the sweater she's wearing on the background of my phone. See like how it's like,
yeah, yeah,
sequins. And like, she wore that every holiday, and that's the only thing I wanted. Not to wear it, not to change it, but just to keep it, because like that's like reminds me of her. Nope.
Yeah.
My aunt took everything, all her clothes, all her, and like actually wore her clothes to the actual funeral. I'm like, that's weird.
That is weird. What the fuck?
And that was the last time me and my dad probably got into an argument.
Yeah.
Is because I was like talking shit about his family. I'm like, your side of the family is so batshit. Like, yeah. I can't stand them. And he just got like offensive. And I'm like, why are you getting offensive? You're not even close to them. They call you like once a year.
Yeah.
They don't ask you how you're doing. They don't ask any of us how we're doing. Why are you getting defensive? He's like, this isn't about you. You can't make Nana's passing away about you. I go, your sister just made it all about herself.
Yeah, yeah.
Wearing Nana's clothes to her own funeral. That is weird. I'm sorry. It's weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah, so every family's got problems.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and I told my mom this. I didn't tell anybody else, but I told her. When you're gone, we're not going to be close. We're probably never going to talk again.
Oh my, yeah,
among
see,
us, because there's nothing to connect us other than my mom right now.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah. That doesn't,
I mean, think about
that's not
it.
Lonely to you?
Yeah. Very.
Yeah. That's sad. That's why I'm saying write a letter, Sam. It'll it might change everything.
Because
what if your brother feels the same way? Like, maybe he feels some type of way, but he doesn't know how to bring it up to you. Maybe both of you are just acting this way, and it's just a simple like, hey, this is how I'm feeling.
Right.
Because nothing happened between you guys. You didn't fist fight. You didn't argue about anything detrimental, right?
No.
Okay, so then that's it. It's probably just like he doesn't know what's going on in your head, and you don't know what's going on in his. So simply just have a conversation.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to like.
But let me ask you this: how come he tells people things that happened to him? But not to me.
Like, what do you mean? Give an example.
Like, her family, they know everything about him. Like, you know, business things or, you know, things that just happen in his life, whatever. You know, it's just like,
yeah,
if he buys something new, he might share it with them. And he's definitely feeling some type of way.
But you won't know why he's feeling that way.
You what way he's feeling is no respect for me.
Okay, but why? There's got to be a reason why.
Because we worked once together, and that's when I started going through my depression and everything, and I think he lost some respect for me then. I don't know why.
Yeah, but
that was fucking 25 years, 30 years ago.
Yeah, and you shouldn't lose respect for someone because they're going through some type of quote-unquote mental illness. Right. That's not fair.
No, but and besides, I'm not like that anymore. And but I don't know. I'm just saying that that's his personality. I think he does what he feels he has to do.
Right.
What's expected of him. But I don't see anything coming from the heart. When I go to my mom's every time, it's a heart-to-heart thing.
Yeah, so
I tell everything
you know
about
what?
My life.
When are you going to see your mom next?
And not only me, they don't tell her either.
I mean, but when you get older, you don't really tell your my dad and his brothers.
No, but this is about things that concern her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's her fucking house we're selling there, so yeah.
Yeah. If next time you go to see your mom, which is what it'll be like today.
Tonight, yeah.
So ask her, be like, hey, I'm thinking about writing him a letter. And see what
but
she
why
says.
I write a letter? I mean, I'd rather talk to him.
Okay, then talk to him. Yeah. I thought you didn't want to talk to him.
No, I have no problem talking to
him. Okay,
people.
then just talk to him. Say, hey, can we meet up next week so we can talk? That's it. Send him a text because clearly he doesn't want to answer his call.
I think what I'm going to do first is write an email to both my brothers regarding the business things that we're dealing with and why are we not communicating? You know, why
right.
are you guys like keeping things to yourselves,
right.
not sharing them with anybody?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see what they say. And I think based on that, I will also know why they personally feel that way.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, my brother in China, look, we were never close because when he grew up, I was here and they were in Israel.
Right.
He didn't really know me.
Right.
So by the time they finally came here, he was probably like 6, 7, and he had only heard of me through his formative years when he started to understand anything.
Right.
So we never really were close. And he's a tough guy to get along with anyway. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah, I mean,
that's unfortunate.
But life is too short, so definitely start by that email and then go from there.
I mean, I'm the one that's always trying to keep peace and bring people together and shit, but I'm being left out somehow. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, you're the black sheep of the fam.
No, never. Actually, he might be the China one because he's definitely different.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see. You need to like show me a pic
he's
of your brothers.
Disagreeable.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like my uncle. He's probably just like my uncle.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, I love my brother here, but you know, I'm trying to give love, but I'm getting nothing in return.
Yeah. So
just cold shoulders. So fuck it. You know, that's the way it is.
Do you ever text him and just say love you?
Look, love you? No.
Yeah.
I bet when I call him, it's like a short call just about things that we need to talk
about.
Okay,
yeah, so me and my brother, we're not close, but he'll randomly send me texts or I'll randomly send him texts where it's like, hey, love you, miss you so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
so we don't have to talk every day.
That.
Yeah, no, I always tell my, like at least once a week, I'll tell my parents I love them. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, the thing is
it's important.
Look at me. Do I seem to be like a mean person?
No.
Like a, you know, no, that's what I'm saying. So it's not like there's something about me that's offensive to people.
But I also didn't grow up with you.
Right.
So I don't really know.
Outside of this,
I don't know you.
Right.
So I don't know how your brother would feel or how
you're... Right, but you see how I treat people, right?
Yeah.
That's the way I treat everybody.
Right.
And what I'm saying is it seems like in my life, the recurring theme is being like abandoned by people that love me or, you know, whatever, not
right.
getting the love in return
right.
and things like that. And I think that's my lesson in life is
mm-hmm.
to, I don't know what the lesson is. I know that I just ended up being on my own very early in my life and I've had periods where I lived on my own, not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
But at the same time, showing you that my lesson somewhere has to do with connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be, you know? Because otherwise, why am I fucking being abandoned by everybody? What the fuck, you know? My kids don't really care. My brothers don't really care. So, you know, and even friends, you know, that are not real friends.
I mean, I think at a certain age, even now that I'm 30, you start to realize, like, who are my friends? Because a lot of people, when they get older, don't care about anybody but themselves, right. Especially when they get to the age when they're starting to, like, date seriously or about to have kids. Like, now it's all about the family, and it's like you kind of, like, are outcasted. Yeah. But, yeah, it's tough. I would definitely want to say something, but I would have been said something by now.
Yeah.
I can't keep my mouth shut, though. Like, if something's bothering me, I'm the first person to be like, what's happening here? Why are we like this?
And the problem is he's never alone. He's always with his wife.
Okay, well, that's why you need to say, hey, we'll start with the email, see what their responses are. And if you aren't getting any answers, then you text them and you say, listen, can we meet up, just you and me, and can we have a conversation? Then just ask them, what's your problem with me?
Right.
Are you the youngest or the oldest?
I'm the oldest. He's the middle one.
Okay. And then the one in China is the youngest.
The youngest.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, I would just do that. And then when you meet up, just explain, like, this is how I'm feeling. I feel like you don't ever invite me anywhere. Like, I feel like I don't come to your house. I'm not seeing you. I'm not talking to you.
Right.
And it shouldn't be like this.
Right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Life is way too short because you don't want to have regrets. You don't want to be 75 and be like, wow, I should have sent that text message when I was 57. How old are you?
Yeah.
57, right?
58.
Oh, 58.
Just
I thought you were 57.
I was.
Now you're 58.
Until last month.
I don't know why I thought you turned 57.
No, man. Fuck.
Yeah, but you don't want to let another 15 years go by. Because you said you haven't been close for, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's already too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think after 5 months of not being close, I would have been like, hey, what is happening?
Yeah, but I mean, well, what was happening is that he met a girl.
Yeah, but it can't all be that unless his girl don't like you.
No, she seems to.
Because usually that's what it is. If you're with a significant other and they don't like one of your family members, you do as much as possible to avoid that family member.
That's true, because otherwise she would say, I mean, if she cared, she would say, let's go do something with your family.
Right. Like, what about Thanksgiving and stuff?
Right.
Do you guys even celebrate?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we celebrate Thanksgiving. No, we went together, Passover.
So are you by yourself on holidays?
No, I'm with my mom, but lately it's just been me and my mom.
Yeah, but even after, okay, because you're only with your mom for like, what, an hour or two?
Yeah.
So after that hour or two, who do you spend holidays with?
Nobody, really.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so sad.
Why?
Because it is.
No, I mean, I'm invited and shit, you know, but I don't always go.
Oh, okay. As long as you're invited places.
No, I'm invited.
Yeah.
You know, invited.
I mean, I spent Thanksgiving here by myself, and I was like, whoa, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can do like long weekends by myself, like if there's like a Memorial Day or something, I don't really care. But if it's like an actual like family oriented holiday, I freak out.
Let's take a call real quick. Somebody's calling. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Something
Hello?
To say? Yes. Good morning.
There's no way. There's Priya there.
What?
Who? Priya?
Wow.
What are you talking
about?
I'm
lost for words.
Wait, why are you at a loss?
He thinks he's calling somebody else.
Wait, who do you think you're talking to? Hello?
Who are you calling?
Priya.
Okay, Priya is not here. Priya was here last night. I don't know what you're watching. Are you like watching something now? It's probably pre-recorded. What you seen was last night inside the industry. He fucking hung up the phone. He was probably like fucking jerking off to her.
Who's Priya?
She's a porn star. They were on here last night. So I'll tell you, I know exactly what is happening. He's probably on Facebook, seeing the video, and he thinks it's live now. So he calls, and he's like, I can't believe I'm talking to Priya.
I was like, what is he talking about?
He probably thought I was the host and you're Priya. Isn't that funny?
Have a good day, champ.
Yeah, whatever, man. That's funny. That's really funny. People do that sometimes, but it's weird.
Oh, well. He just got, like, so excited.
Yeah.
Does she have her own show?
No, she's a guest. She was a guest.
Oh, that's why they were freaking out. Because I'm like, if it's someone who has their own show, then I imagine
yeah.
they can just...
No, the show is hosted by a guy, and then there's porn stars that come here. So they get a lot of phone calls.
Is she like a new porn star, an old porn star?
No, she's an old one. I mean, she's in her 30s for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So old one, yeah. But that's what they're considered old when they're in their 30s.
I know, geez.
I mean, like, shit. Many of them started 18 and they're out by 21.
Yeah, but what do they do for the rest of their lives when they're done?
You know, I mean, by 25, they're considered MILFs, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what the fuck?
But what do you do when you retire from porn?
Oh, I don't know. Many of them come back. Many of them find that it's hard for them to do anything. Some of them will stay in porn, but instead of performing, they'll direct and produce or something.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because imagine filling out a job application in for the past 18 years. It's like, what do you put as your job?
Right. I've been fucking on camera, actually. Doing anal and double penetration.
Oh, my God. It's a hummingbird.
Oh, yeah. Right out here.
You know, it's good luck.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have a good day.
Make it out. Yeah, which means... Which means that we are almost at the end of the show, so we can wish everybody to have a great day. Tomorrow's Friday, right?
It is.
Let's see if I can bring up my son a little bit. His spirit, maybe we'll have him come in tomorrow.
I think if he comes in, his spirit will be high anyway, just because it's like, hello, I'm here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, right?
Yeah, just tell him to get up.
Yeah.
Chill out. Eat some steak and eggs for breakfast, and then come in and have a good show.
Yeah. So do you see all the pressure I'm under, you know, including running this place all day, every day? So, yeah. So no wonder I'm fucking tired all the time, you know? I mean, I have the right to be.
I have no right to be tired.
I slept 8 hours. I don't know why I'm still tired.
I slept 8 hours. Did you feel that?
What?
Was that an earthquake?
No, I just moved the table.
Oh, my God. I was like, it's going down. This is not the building to be in.
You know what's funny? Sometimes when I take a nap in the afternoon, I'm lying on my couch and I can swear the ground is moving.
It might be.
Almost every day, though.
Nah.
No, something's going on, but it's so real. I guess
maybe you're dreaming it.
When you're like half asleep. Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah.
I've been having nightmares for the past 3 days in a row.
Really?
Like vivid, horrible nightmares. And I wake up like at 3 o'clock in the morning and I go back to bed and I start the dream where it already left off.
Wow.
Yeah. It's That's like I'm weird. Having movie. Like I'm literally dreaming movies.
Wow.
But they're like not fun.
Does
it's not
it
fun.
Does it represent something in your
I
life
don't
right
know.
Now? Well, thank you.
I have no idea. Like I had one dream where I like was partying like nonstop and I had my own house with Gabby, but Gabby wasn't around with Marcellus and I didn't feed my dog for 2 weeks. And then I was hysterically crying, hugging him because he was dying. And I was like, what is going on? So I woke up, freaked out, fell back asleep and started right where I left off.
Oh God.
And I was like, this is a nightmare.
That is a fucking movie playing in your head.
So this morning I woke up at 3:45 because I had a nightmare. And then I went back to bed at like 4 after I went pee and like had a glass of water.
Uh-huh.
And I started the dream back up again. So at 4:30, I just woke up and I was like, I'm getting on my computer. I'll put a movie on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to do this.
I know. I don't want to dream this shit anymore.
Exactly. I'm wondering if it's because I'm not drinking because I haven't drank in 3 days.
You think because of that? Maybe, yeah. Maybe it doesn't numb your emotions and your thoughts.
Oh, let's talk about something really quick. Remember I told you I hooked up with that guy?
Yes.
So like he hit me up yesterday and was like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah, sure, shoot, go for it. And I was like, I'm gonna ask you a question too. And he's like, okay. He's like, what fake profile on Instagram do you view my story from? Obviously I have a fake profile. Every female on the planet has a fake profile. And I was like, what is the point of having a fake profile if I'm gonna give you the name?
Right.
Like, that's stupid. I would never do that.
So you follow him from...
Yeah, because we have each other blocked on all social media.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. So when we talk to each other, it's like on Text Me Now app, or we call each other on private.
Why do you do that, though? You block each other so because you don't want each other to see what's going on in your lives, or what?
For him, I think it's more of like to see how much I care.
Right.
I think that's what he's doing.
Right.
I'm doing it because you block me first, I'm blocking you second.
Yeah.
Not because I'm playing games, because if he unblocks me, I'd unblock him too. But I think he's doing it to see like how far I'm willing to go to get in contact with him. That's what I personally think.
Yeah.
But so I basically was telling him I'm not going to tell you. And he's like, well, have a good fucking afternoon then. With an attitude. He's always rude, like 24/7, but I know he doesn't want to be rude. Because, like, I'm the type of girl, you know, when you're around me, it's like hard not to smile.
Right.
So I texted him, I go, listen, like, I saw you at the party on Sunday. The females that you were with weren't cute. I don't understand it. It's not really any of my business. You could do better. That's all I said. So he was like, you're not my girlfriend and there's nothing between us and I can do what I want. I go, what did you not get from what I'm saying? That I said, you can do whatever you want. Right. I never said I wanted to be with you. That ship sailed a long time ago. But what you are going to do is you're going to respect me. Stop talking to me like I'm a piece of shit, because I'm not. I go, you have me blocked because you want to see how much I care. Like, it's getting old.
Right.
I go, if you want to chill with me, you want to spend time with me, now is the time, because I'm not with anyone. But right. I'm 30 and I'm also looking to settle down. So if you want to have your fucking fun with me, with no strings attached, do that. But when you're with someone ugly, I'm going to say, hey, that's yeah. not, you could do better, because right. it's the truth. You could do
that's
better.
That's what you told him, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, but thanks for letting me know there's nothing between us. Clearly not even a friendship, because my friends ain't going to talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I go, you make it impossible to hook up with you and also be your friend.
Yeah.
It's like, you're mad at me because you can't be with me because there's so much drama that you caused.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's a control freak there, you know, trying mm-hmm. to, narcissist maybe, trying to think everybody's about themselves, you know.
And I said, you're going to be alone for a very, very long time if you treat woman like how you treat me. And I don't even want anything for you. I go, I don't ask you to take me out on dates. I don't even ask for your respect, because I know that you have zero emotions that are available to anyone with a vagina. I go, all I ask you for is dick occasionally and some food to go with it. If that's not the best that's arrangement not a lot, yeah. on the face of the planet, I don't know what is.
That's a cool arrangement.
I'll have him on the show. I'll have him on. I'll have him come on the show.
Yeah,
because he owns 4 restaurants. He's an interesting character, and he's Middle Eastern. I think you guys would get along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what Middle Eastern? If he's Arab, an Arab, I don't think we might.
No, he's Syrian.
Syrian. That's an Arab.
Oh, really?
But it doesn't mean we can't get along. You know, I mean, I'm sure we're not.
He has a heavy accent.
Yeah.
He doesn't say S's when he pronounces words, so he'll say four. Like if he says, what does he say? I don't know, but every time he talks, I'm like, that's not how you say it.
I know
it.
They also can't say P. They say B instead.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Oh, like, if you say 5 months, he'll say 5 months. I'm like, it's months.
Oh, okay. Maybe he doesn't know to say... No, maybe it's not that he doesn't know
he
how
doesn't
to
know
say
He doesn't know how to spell
S.
it, maybe.
He doesn't know how to say months, you know?
Yeah. And he spells words wrong. Like, he doesn't know how to spell stalker.
Right. Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, how long has he been here?
5 years.
Oh man, he should know English a lot better than that.
Very heavy accent.
But yeah, but listen, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we're out of time, folks.
Bye guys, see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much for listening to all our problems, family problems, friend problems,
guy problems.
But we talk about it because I know when I listen to people, I always take away something from it, you know.
Yeah, and you should listen to me.
And I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a fucking family that's dysfunctional.
Yep.
So yeah, you can all join us. Thank you all for listening. We truly appreciate it. Danny, thank you as always.
You are welcome.
Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll see you then.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.